With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great, super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one, we cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup, very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. All right, everybody, welcome back to episode number 51 of the No Bad Days podcast. Always, I am joined by Johnny Pace and Jordan Martin. How's it going, boys?
Howdy, Troy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, we got the combined intro today, Jordo.
Yeah. I'm two for three in the last 3 weeks. So that's good.
You didn't get one this time,
so that's good.
I got skipped when the boss is on.
Yeah, you didn't get one for 49, eh, bud?
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, who else do we have, boys?
Well.
Oh,
yeah.
Hi, guys.
We were going to do Will last, but he was the only one available tonight, so we had to bump him up.
I would have got pushed to the wintertime if that was the case.
Yeah, you would have got pushed to 2 years from now plus one more day.
Yeah, you weren't penciled in our notion, so we didn't have a spot for you. Sorry, buddy.
Well, thanks for squeezing me in, dudes.
Hey, anytime. We're just glad for his canceled.
Let's come up with a name for this episode. I'm thinking 24-year-old men in their parents' basements, because that's where we all are right now. Yeah.
1,000%.
True, I still got my hockey posters on the wall.
I'm 25, so it's not
new. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes it a little worse. You're up in the average age of the group there.
Yeah.
But sure. Or we could call it Will the Thrill. How about that?
Just like Kirill.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he's going through a tough time right now, that guy.
Anyways, Will, tell the listeners, if there is any left that are still listening to this brutal intro of the podcast, how you are doing, my friend. It's been a while since we've had you on. How's it going?
It's going great, guys. It's probably been literally about a year since I've been on this podcast.
Yep.
I'm surprised you guys are still going strong. Wow. Really impressive.
Yeah.
Just been hanging out, working, hanging out with the dog, the family, girlfriend. Excited to see the boys next.
You can keep going. I'll ask.
Yeah, long-winded response. I just meant like I'm doing good.
Well, I was gonna say I'm excited to see you guys next week, but
oh yeah, we're going to Chicklets Cup in Buffalo.
Oh, cat's out.
Cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out.
No. Trip is planned, right?
Yeah, it's planned more than 2 days in advance this time, so that's great.
Who you got? Who's going with you in Minneapolis again?
I think Lawson and Dave, Cuddy, Yelly, and Batesy are all flying out in Minneapolis.
Are you guys gonna have like a little birthday bash for you? Because it's your birthday the day before you leave, right?
Yeah, next week is my birthday. I think my mom's gonna.
The whole week is your birthday.
Yeah, next week.
The whole week.
So wish me a happy birthday every single day, please.
Damn. Okay.
Oh, you're one of those people, eh?
It's actually, the whole
next thing you know, you're gonna see an Instagram post from Will. It's my birth week, and it's gonna be him at like some rooftop club with like a balloon and a fake bottle of champagne.
Literally, every day. I got something planned for every day. But yeah, we're doing a little dinner, I guess, with the guys down when they get down here, and then yeah, birthday party for 25th birthday party. Does that happen?
You guys are going for dinner?
Company dinner.
I think my mom and dad are making dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't worry. But it's probably on the company card.
Yeah. Yeah. The groceries are.
The B squad's not there, so that makes sense.
Well, Will, you're one of the few guys that has an actual job. So how's that?
It's been going good. I'm working in social media marketing, which is kind of filling my lap with all that's been going on for the last 2 years. And it's been a good first month so far, getting the hang of things.
Can you explain what you do at all?
So basically I'm reaching out to brands most of the time and finding the right creators to do ad campaigns for them.
Can you get them for yourself? Or is that against?
I'd feel pretty weird doing that.
Little conflict of interest, maybe. To the company.
Like, hey, I'm Will Blake. I have access to any campaign. You should pick me.
Yeah, I don't think my following is big enough for that.
I saw you sneak in your little promo code for the clothing company on the group account today.
Yeah,
that one also fell into my lap. You see the question?
Yeah. Yeah, who asked it? Sam or something? You probably teeter it up.
Yeah, it sounded like Lawson wrote that.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, I was gonna ask you too. I saw now like you're on Cameo like as an individual too. You getting any requests?
Got a few last week. This week's been a little dry.
Yeah.
But I saw Cuddy did it too. He's charging double me. So if you don't want a real video, go to me.
What do you charge, Will, for a Cameo?
Go look.
I don't have Cameo. I'm not going to buy one for you. If I want to talk to you, I'll just call you.
It is $25.
I thought I was getting scammed when I got a DM from someone, and I DM'd Will.
Like, oh, yeah.
Will, is this real?
Yeah.
And I might do Cameo and undercut everyone.
I was playing 2K golf when you were texting me, so I was getting really annoyed with you.
Yeah, Will was not having it. I'm like, dude, I'm just want to know if this guy is real or not.
Will, do you miss hockey?
Not yet.
Not yet. I guess it's summertime.
Yeah. I don't miss skating in the summer. No offense, you three.
That's fun.
That's okay.
I really don't miss bringing my gear to the rink and stuff like that.
You don't like watching Marty get better on videos?
No, that gives me motivation to work harder on my laptop.
At home?
At home.
Every day, Will's typing faster. His words per minute's going up.
Marty's got the hustle award right now for the summer.
Well,
I just hustle when people aren't looking well. I just don't show you.
That's what counts, right?
Yeah. I literally have to ask everyone to leave the gym when I go in there so they can't see what I'm doing.
That's awesome, dude.
You don't want to disclose your secrets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way that people can know what I do. So,
no, you don't want the paparazzi filming your workout either.
No, of course not.
How are you supposed to get the athletic edge, right? Can't be.
Because I felt like kind of a big deal. I got recognized 4 times at Luke Combs the other night.
Wow,
it's unreal.
I know.
That would take a good time.
One was obviously there's like I think there was like 50, close to 50,000 people there. Maybe that's exaggerating. Maybe like 35, but
still,
there's a ton of people there, and I was like pitch black, and I was in a the middle of like thousands of people, and the girl in front of me just turned around and asked me if I was with like part of the group, and I was like, yep.
You said, yeah, I'm the leader.
I said, yeah, I'm Lawson.
Hey, are you in the band?
Yeah, I'm in the band.
Wait, are you Luke?
Luke Combs was sick in person, guys. I don't know if you, Will, have you seen him in person, or are you going to see
him? I saw him in Duluth freshman
year. Oh, right. Yeah.
And yeah, I'm going in September in Green Bay.
Yeah, he's quite the performer.
He sounds just as good live than his recordings. Like, it sounds the same.
Have you seen him, Johnny, too? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him.
So he's a real person.
I saw him in Oshawa this summer before my freshman year.
Did he shotgun a beer or anything, Tower?
Yeah, he said when he sang, what's the song where he says shotgun one in it? There's no stopping me once I get going. What's that song called?
Don't Tempt Me.
Put a keg in my hand.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah, one too many.
One too many.
Yeah, so he opened up with One Too Many, and then he got to that song where he's like, shotgun one, and then he stopped, and then someone threw him a beer, he caught it, and then gun one. I think he only drank about half the beer because he threw it, and like you could see like probably more than a full beer fall out of the beer can, so I don't know how much he drank, but it was pretty sick.
That's what it looks like when I shotgun a beer.
Yeah, but it's like cool when he does it because like no one cares, you know?
He doesn't put that red Solo cup down either, eh?
No, man. He was like, I was surprised. And boys, like, not gonna lie, we he moves pretty good for like a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
Like he moves, he can move.
Was he working it?
He was like, he looked like a football player out there, man. He had nice like ballerina feet going. Wow. He was getting me fired up, I'm not gonna lie.
That's pretty cool.
He was running up. And he was leaking. Yeah, he was leaking a bit.
He also, like, best part about him, like, he actually, like, doesn't have a bad song.
No, like, every song. There's a couple, like, slower songs, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, those are still, like, good.
Yeah, they're still unreal songs.
I got kind of in trouble from the people standing behind me because I guess, like, I wore my cowboy boots, so I was probably, like, 6'2", 6'3". And these girls behind me were complaining that I was too tall. And I turned around, I had three Molson Canadian tall boys in my hand. I'm just like, guys, like, I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah, like, you should have been like, you guys want to argue my shoe size next, or like,
yeah,
like, would you put Luke Combs top three right now?
Yeah,
country
or just like general
country?
Yeah,
you guys listen to Zach Bryan at all?
Yeah,
once in a while.
I like him too.
Only when I'm in the car.
He's not as big though right now.
No.
No, not even.
I want to go see him whenever I can.
Is that that's the guy that sings Something in the Orange, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good concert.
He just came out with a new song called Summertime Blues. And it is perfecto.
What's the song of the summer right now, would you guys say? I don't know. Normally there's one song that everyone listens to like throughout the summer that just like a banger.
The new Young Gravy song.
Say, yeah. Dude,
that lost like Getty this song. Weekend. We listened to it probably 15 times.
I don't know if I've heard it. What's it called?
Oh, you've definitely heard it on TikTok.
Definitely heard it.
How's it go? Sing it to me, Johnny.
I don't know.
It's called Betty. It is because I saw it in the sounds today.
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Who is Young Gravy, by the way?
He is.
He made poutine.
Yeah, his singing partner's Low Mashed Potatoes.
Yeah.
And they're quite the dynamic duo, actually.
So, yeah, young garlic mash opens up for Young Gravy.
Yeah, yeah. And then Young Brussels Sprouts comes out after. So it's actually pretty good. And then they do a Thanksgiving concert too.
And then they collab with Lil Turkey too, or Lil Roast Beef.
Yeah.
What makes you go through your mind to think, oh yeah, Young Gravy is like a good nickname for my rap career? There's got to be better options.
What was 2 Chainz' name before it was 2 Chainz? It was like Young Titty Boy or something.
Yeah, it was. Did he have a Netflix documentary, or what was the show that he had?
It was like Most Expensive Thing. So like he tried like $1,000 sun. Like you'd go around like,
yeah.
I don't know if it was the world or North America.
Yeah.
You'd try like the most expensive items that you can buy. Like, so he tried like $1,000 sundae one time. And,
oh yeah. With like the gold on it and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Young Canadian rapper called Lil Windex. That's another bad one.
Yeah. He probably has to pay royalties on that too.
Yeah. That's trademarked, pretty sure, last time I checked.
Yeah, that's a tough one. He probably performs behind glass or something.
That's pretty good for a comm major.
Good one, Will.
I'm still here.
Hey, Will.
Yeah. Hey, Will, by the way, speaking of you mentioned earlier, top three, who's your top three country artists right now?
Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Morgan? Luke. Have you seen him live, Will?
Yeah, Nashville.
Yes, sir. Oh yeah,
shit. That's right. I wasn't.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when we were having all that fun, eh, Will?
That was so much fun.
Who else was there with him? Who opened for him?
Hardy.
Right. Was he good live too?
Lil Durk.
Yeah.
I've heard Hardy's kind of sick.
I would put Hardy in top 5 right now.
Yeah, I kind of like him.
Come on.
For real. You wouldn't know
one of his songs.
But, like, if you see him live, he'll bump up on the list.
Yeah, what's one of the songs?
One right beer. Now.
Boots.
One beer.
Boots.
Redneck.
He's got them all. You've definitely heard them.
Oh, he also writes a lot of songs. Anyways. Okay, top 3. Well, sorry, we keep interrupting you.
That's okay. I don't know. I've liked Riley Green since last summer, but I don't know if he's that popular.
Riley Duckman?
The Duckman.
Riley Green's opening up. Riley Green's opening up for Luke Holmes on the tour that you probably are going to see, isn't he?
I don't know.
I think it's him, Chase Beckham, and Luke Holmes.
That'd be really cool.
Chase Beckham is sick too.
Yeah.
That's the guy that sings 23, right?
Yeah.
And he won American Idol. That's how he got famous.
I did not know that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Look at you, man. You must read People's magazines and shit with Johnny.
Yeah, do you guys remember that one actor from the 1954 horror film?
You guys ever seen White Christmas? You know the guy that that played the other guy behind the counter?
Okay, like the fact that you guys haven't seen White Christmas is actually fucked.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, again, you're in their category then.
Maybe it's you that's fucked. Okay, hey, nice zapper on your cheek.
I got one too.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'm trying a new skin routine before we go to Buffalo.
It's working.
Yeah.
As if we're getting acne like as we go into our late 20s.
We're gross.
Yeah, we suck.
Well, stop eating chips and Oreos, boys.
Well, I had 2 different flavors of ice cream tonight. I had maple walnut.
Ooh.
And then I had Oreo. And then about 10 minutes ago, I had a... I don't know if this is gonna sound weird because it's a BLT just without the lettuce, just a bacon, tomato, and mayo.
Oh no, that's not that weird.
Okay,
that's good.
Yeah. How was the maple one, walnut?
How come you ate a BLT? Sorry, if I can interject quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
What's the logic behind having a sandwich after the ice cream? I don't know.
I was wondering that also.
And a breakfast sandwich.
I'm just hungry, man. Like,
it's because you're always hustling.
I ate dinner. And then I had ice cream. I had maple walnut. I just finished the tub kindly. My dad had left a little bit in the container, so I kindly finished it.
Yeah. And then you put it back in the fridge, right?
Yeah, you can't put it back in. So then like half hour later, I had another bowl of Oreo ice cream because that's what I wanted. So I had to have that.
Makes sense.
And like 10 minutes before this episode, I got hungry. So I went upstairs and made a sandwich.
And you're still 1% body fat.
And I still plan on making a bag of popcorn when I go watch Peaky Blinders in my room in a bit.
Mm. Oh, yeah. You're on the train, eh?
Yeah, I'm almost done it. I'm on season 5.
It's taking so long for me.
What are you on, Will?
3.
Quit working so hard and watch some TV, man.
Dude, I turn on a show at night and just fall asleep.
Will, you work from home, man. Just watch TV all day.
I was actually going to ask you, how is it hard working at home?
No, I love it right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Do not get distracted super easy.
There's usually no one home during the day. Everyone's off doing stuff. So I just sit at my desk and just get going. I don't know. Something about it.
You would think it's almost harder to like find the motivation to just crawl out of bed and go to your desk rather than like go to like an office or something. No? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know. Right now it's been really good.
Yeah, that's like with school, how we can't do homework at home, but when we go to school we dial in, like, you know, when we just
that's
go
what
to
I
like,
mean that's what I would have trouble with. I can't bring myself to do stuff like at home.
Taver, what are those things on the periodic table called? Elements?
Yeah, the elements. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, like, Johnny, like, the periodic table of elements.
But yeah, no, I was gonna say
when we go
to school to study, we could freaking like discover a new one or something. That's how much work we get done over there. But when we're at home, like we hear one guy turn on the TV and it's like right over.
Yeah, well, it's a lot different here, and I'm not with 3 other roommates.
3 other bad influences.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. Yeah, I still am doing homework too, but I just. Can't I'm having a hard time getting her done at home. I think I just need to
go to the library or something.
I think you should just get it done so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I didn't know you're still going.
We're halfway through July. We graduated in May.
Yep. You're right. Yeah.
Correct.
So, right. I might give you a few things to do this fall.
No, I hope to be done before the fall.
Yeah, you gotta go back to school.
It's an excuse. Your dad's like, Marty, go rake the leaves. You're like, well, I got homework, so I can't. So
yeah, sorry, I'm still working on my project from a year ago.
I think Frizz is doing a couple online courses, but I have not heard or seen or had. I don't know if he's doing them.
Yeah, he said he's doing the bio, and he said it's pretty good.
What does he need bio for?
It's a gen ed.
Gen ed, you need.
Oh,
I mean, you'll probably have to take it next year in the spring when you forgot about it.
Yeah. Johnny's gonna have to take it next summer after he graduates or something.
No, I took a science class with the lab when I was in junior, so I don't have to do that.
Nice. You went to the lab after practice?
Oh yeah, just cooking it up.
Will, are you
hey, Walter?
Will, do you guys find any nice apartments today?
No, today was a bust.
Are you looking at one bedroom or two?
One. It's pretty tough right now.
It's pretty selfish.
The market's not very good.
It's so expensive.
How are you supposed to host people? Like, what if I want to come stay with you and you only have a one bedroom? That's kind of
That's what I was wondering.
Like, well, we don't want to sleep on your couch, man. Like,
I don't sleep on couches.
Then just cuddle up next to me.
Okay.
Okay.
Sam could sleep on the couch.
That's a perfect plan.
Is Finley coming with you?
I wish. I'll try my best.
Why don't you just buy a house, Will?
Oh yeah.
Buy a 5-bedroom, dude.
Like, once these Pop Tart deals start coming in.
Yeah. I didn't even get paid for that. I'd eat all those Pop Tarts. I didn't even get paid yet.
You're like, fuck, I've been emailing Quick Trip every freaking day, but
yeah. I just ate 1,600 Pop Tarts.
Johnny, you should reach out to Quick Trip since you got another year in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's where I do all my groceries anyways.
You're the guy who gets the card at Quick Trip.
Excuse me, sir. You're like going through the aisle.
Johnny, how long are you? Do you have a date when you're going back to school yet?
No, not yet. End of August.
Yeah, probably like just over a month away, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Something like that.
It's kind of weird to think that we're not going back there. It still feels like kind of.
It doesn't really feel like it yet.
Yeah. No. The thing is, too, is like people do ask me, like, obviously people that don't know me, like they're like, oh, what are you going to do? All your friends are gone. It's like, well, it's not like I'm not friends with the other guys on my team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but like, will it be weird and different because I hang out with you guys every day? 1,000%. But I also have, you know, it's like, it's not like I don't know the other people
on my team. You have like 15 other friends that you consider good friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe.
So, maybe.
You'd probably almost be better off than the rest of us because the rest of us will probably kind of be a little bit separated somewhat, you know?
Well, so
you'll probably feel the most comfortable, Johnny. What's that?
What?
I was saying it sounds like there's going to be a decent amount of guys hunkering down in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Guys, how would you want to live there?
A couple hours away.
Home base.
Guys better come visit.
It's going to be home base for a few guys, and me and T-Money are going to be bunked up in Alabama.
Oh, actually, when I was skating last week, someone's like, because like obviously like they recognize me on the ice, and they go, they're like,
I wouldn't recognize them.
They're like, so are you going to be dancing in that park by yourself next year, or what's going on? Like talking about Barker's Island. I was like, fuck you.
Johnny, I don't know how you get chirped so much. Like, I've never been chirped at home by any.
Dude, I get chirped all the time.
You get chirped by hockey players? Like
all those angry Hamiltonians that just come from the steel mill and just get pissed off and just have to hate on Johnny because he does dances on TikTok. No, I don't get hated on.
Yeah, I actually,
it's not like as much. I just tell you the funny stories, like, but. Like, usually people are good about it, but yeah, there's a couple funny ones here and there. But
yeah, do you like show people your videos in the locker room?
On Monday nights, I work at a hockey school, and we train like this girls organization. And one of them like came up to me, they're like, hey, you're famous. And I'm like, who? She's like, you. I'm like looking around, I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you're on TikTok. I'm like, what? Like, and then like the look of confusion on their faces was hilarious. But like, yeah, just try to play it off.
Yeah, and then you're like, don't worry, I'll sign your shirt later.
Yeah, I'd let it whisper, like, we can get a picture after.
There's Johnny.
Coach Johnny.
There's Johnny.
And then I'll just throw one of you guys under the bus too. I'll be like, yeah, we could FaceTime Marty, no problem.
yeah, sure.
We'll get all the boys.
And then we'll let Will and Taver join in. Yeah. No problem.
So, Will, you're just going to be working kind of, that's what your plan is, obviously?
For this week?
Sorry, I think my brain shut off.
I'm just kidding.
No, I'm not even kidding. I don't know what I just said. I blacked out for a second. I meant to say, have you picked up any other hobbies now that you're not training for hockey? Like, what do you do outside of work is what I meant to say, but I came nowhere close to saying that.
Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what happened there.
That's all right. You could go to bed after this. It's fine.
I feel like I'm sleeping now.
I know. For the first month, I've been just kind of trying to get the hang of things, getting a good routine. Probably come this fall, I'm going to probably join a beer league.
Oh, he's going to get back on the ice.
Yep. I'm starting to look for some once a week open hockey to see if I can still skate. Yeah, I'll be doing that. Probably it's going to be nice finally being able to watch my brothers play hockey a little bit.
Nice.
Haven't really been able to do that the last 6 years. And then with the guys moving to Minneapolis, hopefully, obviously it'll be pretty fun to get into some trouble with them too. So
we'll see. Would you ever coach?
Like your brother?
Oh, no.
Not them, but.
Yeah, they don't play that young anymore.
No.
That's a stupid question.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you should try to play in the Beauty League. Dude. Isn't that in Minnesota?
Yeah, but you need like a pro contract.
Like NHL. Yeah, it's like NHL players, Johnny.
It's okay. Just go for a skate.
It's not like a
Beauty True. League. Maybe if I just dance on the ice.
Yeah, you wear your hockey guys jersey.
Okay? Yeah, you could go to center ice and like do the floss or something.
Yeah, maybe I'll reach out and say, hey, can I play for the John Scott Cup, please?
Yeah. And you'd be like, well,
is that what it's called?
I think so.
You guys don't mind. I'm doing a Pop-Tart brand deal on the bench. So whoever's next, go.
Beat it.
Hey, Parisi, will you eat this Pop-Tart and I dance by you?
And then rate it 1 out of 10 for me? Thank you.
What do you guys think about, I just thought of this now, the draft. You guys watch the draft at all?
Not really.
Yeah.
I watched I watched the first round.
That kid, the Shane Wright kid, dropped to fourth. Did you see him? Like, he looked like he was choked.
The death stare at the Habs draft table.
That was, yeah, people were like, no, he didn't. I'm like, that is 100% what he did.
Oh, yeah. It's no wonder when you've been being told that you've been going first overall since you were 13 years old. That's the reality of it.
What was he, fourth?
Yeah, he dropped to four.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Draft Day?
Yeah.
I was saying that to my brothers. I'm like, holy, they must have found out that no one went to his birthday party or something.
Yeah.
The same thing happened to the guy.
Honestly, because him not going first. Well, the guy that went first, he's a beast, by the way, and he's already played with men in the IIHF.
How do you say his name?
I have no idea.
Juraj Slavkovsky.
He's Czech, right?
Slovakian. Yeah.
But dude, that guy's like 6'5", pretty built. And yeah, he's already played with men. Like, he looks sick. And then the other teams probably got scared off when Shane Wright didn't go first. So.
Well, I think what really happened was they really started to panic when he didn't go second.
Yeah.
Because like, you have a plan. If you're Arizona and you're sitting there at three, you know you're picking the guy that's left over because they're supposed to go 1-2.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, like in either one, right? They could flip-flop. And then, like, if you're sitting there at three, you basically know who you're going to pick. And then that kid falls into your lap, and then you have 3 minutes to decide if you want to take him or you want to take the guy you've done all the research on.
Yeah, and then Seattle's like, fuck, we'll take anyone, so.
Yeah, Seattle's like, oh, we need help bad, so.
Yeah, we thought the draft lottery 2 years ago was just for fun, so we picked all fourth liners.
We didn't know you guys were being serious. We thought.
You see Gary Bettman giving it to the Montreal fans?
Yeah.
About booing
him? He's an interesting fellow up there.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's really nervous to talk.
Yeah, and he sounds like a little condescending because remember when he's announcing the Kirby Doc trade, and he's like, "Wait, you're gonna like this."
Yeah,
okay, man. Like,
he also my dad. This is per Kevin McTavish, so I'm not sure how accurate it is, but apparently he makes like $15 million a year.
Probably
Uncle Gary.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is like. 7 times, maybe 10 times the amount the president of the United States makes.
Yeah, that's a lot of Pop-Tart deals. That's crazy.
I thought you were going to say that was like 10 times the amount you make.
yeah. Well, actually, right now it's 15 million times what I make. So, yeah. That's where we're at, boys. I'm not going to lie to you.
Man, everyone's pretty down on themselves today.
No, I've just kind of been doing hot girl summer.
Mm.
You know?
That's what it's all about, really.
Did, like, Did either of you kinda, or any of, did kinda, any of you guys listen to the Liver King on Full Send?
Yeah, I didn't know. Did you?
Yeah.
I listened to it today.
Was he hilarious?
It's really funny.
Yeah, he seems like, I don't even know how to
I don't know
describe what I thought it was going to be to what it was.
You think that guy puts on like a show, or is he actually like that?
Apparently, the Full Send boys said they're going to his house in Dallas. Like
next week, I think.
Yeah.
His house looks sick.
Are they going to do a
scene? The guy said he sleeps on a wooden fucking plank.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. I think that guy's fake. I think he got that house, and then I think the house next door is probably like a normal house. He just sleeps in at night.
Honestly, too, like going for dinner at his house would probably be unreal. You're eating like really good steak.
They ate some liver and bone marrow live on the pod. All the boys did it, like Kyle, Steiny.
Bone marrow is so good.
Yeah, bone marrow is good. I don't know about liver. Liver kind of tastes like crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was raw. It was like raw liver.
Oh, yeah. So double That's crap.
The funniest line he has, he goes, "Why would you eat salad when you could eat testicles?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that because I don't like testicles.
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, it's, you know, it's not bad to mix in a green, you know. But yeah. No, good point.
Actually, Johnny, I am actually extremely glad you brought that up, because without talking about testicles, I would have forgot that we have a message this week from our friends at Manscaped.
Hey,
oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Put the put the ball in the tee. How are you?
And what do they have to say?
They say, "Hey, you. Yeah, you got Bush. You definitely do if you haven't tried the best products from our sponsor today, Manscaped. Taking control of your Bush is important. These products are so good, you're going to be showing pride in your new Bush-free yard. In fact, that is what you will have the best kept nutsack on the cul-de-sac. Save big and be the most hygienic version of yourself by using our discount code NOBADDAYS for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Oh, boys.
Were you done or taking a pause?
I just love Manscaped so much. Bear with me, because this is the first time we've had to do an ad read of this. What would I say? This caliber. Yeah. Manscaped's the best in the business. They have a bunch of products on their website to help you maximize your confidence and grooming game. Get 20% off and free shipping with our code NOBADDAYS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use our code NOBADDAYS. It's time you level up from the Amazon to the Amadong with the ultimate bushwhacking tools from Manscaped. And that's an ad read for you guys.
Oh, what a couple snaps for Taver. Hey, boys.
I got that. I got through that one pretty good.
That was really good.
Couple Taver, that was good.
That's an articulate message.
I need one for my to get an Amadong. I can't have an Amazon anymore.
My favorite line in that was best nutsack on the cul-de-sac. Man. I hope. Anyways.
Well, I think every guy wants an Amadong. So
yeah, I'm not really sure. I blacked out that whole time because I was trying not to laugh. So
that's like have you seen the movie Old School when he like answers that question in the debate and he blacks out? He goes,
"Oh yeah." When he gives like the long answer, he's like,
oh. "Yeah." It's like on the growing economy, and he's like, "Oh, Jesus, what
happened?" I forgot about that scene. That scene's awesome.
Don't you guys have the lawnmowers?
Yeah. I got a lawnmower 4.0.
Indeed. Do you have one too, Will?
Yep.
Johnny, do you have one?
No, I got to get one. It's the summertime, right?
Yeah, I got to get one too.
Yeah, grass. Yeah.
grass grows in the summer.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get up back on topic here.
I don't even know what the topic is.
We've hit our nutsack talk for the limit for the podcast.
Should we talk about anything that we're doing in Buffalo, or just like?
Well, yeah, I'm not going to Buffalo, so you guys can take the lead on it. I don't know what you're going to be doing.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm just going to be on vacation with my family. Right, so
we're going to play a ball hockey tournament with the Chicklets Cup. There's going to be 9 of us there. Pretty excited. I don't know. We'll see how good shape all of us non-athletes are anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Have you guys ever really played competitive ball hockey?
Never.
I have not.
Actually, I played play on before. It's hard.
Yeah. I don't imagine I'll be very good at it.
No, I have no idea what to expect.
Well, and I think we'll be sweating buckets, especially in the jerseys. Like, it kind of sucks that we have to wear jerseys, but like,
it'll be hot and humid in Buffalo too.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, if you're in the Buffalo area from the 21st to the 24th,
yeah,
we'll be kicking there.
No idea where it even is.
Buffalo? It's on Buffalo's, the water.
No, I know where Buffalo is. I don't know where the tournament's like being held.
It's on the water. It's like it's like 10 minutes away from where the Sabres play.
You have to play ball hockey on the water?
No, like it's
frozen water.
Like they put they paved over the water?
No.
Niagara Falls is concrete.
Yeah. You have to play over Niagara Falls?
Yeah, you play on a rope. And you have to tightrope walk along Niagara Falls and shoot the puck in the net and score.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll be good then.
No, that should be fun. Yeah, honestly.
I know, we're good at that.
Yeah, but we're in Division C, so we should be.
That means right. You guys got to put on a good performance though, because people are going to be expect. You can't walk into a ball hockey tournament with a name like the Hockey Guys and go in Division C and like stink it up.
Yeah, but when we're like renegating up to the game, they'll know like we're not very good.
We're gonna enter like the Purple Cobras from Dodgeball.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. You guys should get Purple Cobra outfits.
And wear shoulder pads.
Yeah.
We should just do something absolutely insane.
You should play the first game all the wrong hands. So that way people think you just stink, and then the second game you should just come and just rinse people.
Yeah. Like a pool shark.
Yeah.
Just sucker them into one game and then just wipe them.
Yeah. I thought when you said pool shark, I thought you like actually meant like a shark in a pool, but I get what you meant now.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Hey, we'll get them.
I'm really.
What?
I'm like on a 2 second delay today.
It's going to be interesting to see. I feel like Batesy and Yelly volunteered to play goalie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think I was telling Lawson and Frizz when we were at his cabin this weekend that the thing that's going to either win us or lose us the tournament is going to be goaltending.
You're probably right.
Because I think all of us are good enough to play hockey, but you need a good goalie.
Yeah. Right?
Johnny, you're going to be like the enforcer. If anyone like knocks the boys around, are you going to like get in there?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going.
Yeah, test the shoulder out. Bring it back.
I can't wait to get hit in the chest by Johnny Slapper.
I'm don't stand in front of that wall.
I can't wait to see Frizz play ball hockey.
Oh
yeah. Well, if he looks any way that he looks on excuse me.
That's a rookie to the No Bad Days pod right there.
Who's that? Will? Is that a work call, Will?
Sorry.
Jeez.
You can tell that person to apologize to us later. But yeah, no, Frizz playing ball hockey is going to be absolutely hilarious because watching him run is really funny. And Frizz, I know you listen to this, so just I hope you're in shape, buddy.
It's going to be really funny.
He's in shape. He's just not I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen him run.
Yeah, on the field.
I've seen him run, but I don't know if I've actually ever paid attention to, like, watching him run.
I have. It's really entertaining. But that's good. Get me through our workouts. What'd you say, Marty?
I said it's one of your favorite things.
Yeah, next to couch talk on Sundays.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and me and Johnny will be doing. Oh no, we won't be. Will we be doing a live pod from Nona's house in Hamilton?
You gotta.
Yeah, you will. Well, I talked to Frizz about that today because he's going with you guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do one, you three from there.
Got the mic here.
Yeah, so, the tournament ends on Sunday, and Hamilton is, like, an hour from Buffalo, so me and Frizz are taking a trek to Hamilton to spend 2 nights there, so.
The beautiful city.
You guys are driving down Thursday morning, then?
Best city in the world, by the way.
Yeah, me and Frizz fly in Wednesday to Hamilton.
sweet.
Spending a night there, drive to Buffalo Thursday till Sunday, come back, yeah. Spend 2 days in Buffalo till Tuesday, or Toronto, or Hamilton.
Still haven't seen Johnny drive a car.
I know.
Yeah, I was driving. Mine. I was driving on tour, bud.
Not in my car.
I was passing you, you snoozers.
Snoozers.
All I know is my center console is still broken.
Yeah, my bad.
Oh, I
blew it.
I took his car to the gym when they were playing down south, and like my backpack's not heavy, but like there was like shit in it, and like an idiot, I just went to throw it in the passenger seat, and it hit the center console on it, and this piece of plastic that like keeps it shut like broke off.
And then like, the best was he called me, and he this was the conversation. Hey Tav, how's it going? Good. You good? So did your center console always like not close? Like, no, it closed before. What happened? He's like, oh, I just broke it then.
Well,
like, oh, okay. He's like, sorry, bud. I'm like, yeah, no problem. He's like, okay.
Cause I didn't realize, cause the way my backpack landed, like it fell back and then it was like kind of leaning on it. So it didn't come up right away.
Yeah.
When I got out, it just like went up and I tried shutting it and I'm like,
yeah, it doesn't. Yeah. No, it was fine. Good guy move. You bought me a gas card and or something like that, right?
I did.
Yeah. Thanks, Hector. Apology, man. It's okay.
No, you weren't down south. That happened before you guys. I just took your car to the gym one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we tried taping it. That didn't really.
No, the tape didn't really hold up.
It wasn't feasible.
No, it wasn't great.
Did your parents ever find it? Find out about it?
Yeah, they know about it.
Well, they definitely will now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No, they know about it.
Sorry, Tam.
I plan on driving that car until like the wheels fall off, and I just have to leave it in a field somewhere.
you could park it in somewhere in Cuddy's field. You could just drive.
I might end up in like some random field in Alabama, or like on the way to Alabama, and I'll just have to hitchhike my way down there next year.
You got room for hockey bags?
You got room for one more?
Always room for one more.
All right, fellas. Will, any last remarks before we wrap this thing up?
It's been a pleasure. Excited to see you guys. Tav, we're going to miss you next week. But
miss you guys too. I'll see you soon.
It'll be a fun time. Hopefully August will bring another trip together or something.
Oh, yeah, Will.
But, you know, this might be my first episode I listened to in a year, so.
Well, that's just.
I'll leave you with that.
Yeah, no, we appreciate the support, Will. Awesome
guy. You gotta listen to something while you do nothing at work all day.
You brought this on yourself, bud.
I'm gonna listen to all of them in the next week.
No, you should watch Peaky Blinders instead.
Yeah, I'm gonna go do that right now.
All right, that's guys. It for episode Thank 51.
You. Forget to like, comment, download, share, tell your friends,
and don't forget to use discount code No Bad Days. Right?
Yeah, Manscaped 20. No bad days, 20% off, free shipping.
Why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah. Summertime, you got a couple on every now and again, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, fellas?
Right.
All right. Cheers. That's it. That's a free ad, too. Cheers. Oh, I almost ended the whole thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.